Hey, Right Edition, welcome and happy day. Today I want to talk about this terrible mass shooting in Canada and Canadian gun control and so many other things about Canada. And I have Tony Bernardo with me. He's on the phone. Hopefully you can hear him okay. There might be a little static, but Mr. Apple didn't do that bad of a job. So hopefully all will be well. Tony, how are you doing? Hey, I'm great. Now, Tony, you are the executive director of the CSSA in Canada, which is the Canadian Shooting Sports Association. And in addition to that, you are the president, the big boss of the World Forum of Shooting Activities. And that's based out of Rome, Italy. And so you kind of know guns, huh?
Yeah, well, I have to say I'm also the president of the Parliamentary Outdoor Caucus in Canada.
Oh my, oh my.
Well, I'm a busy guy.
That you are a busy guy, and you know, this gun business is interesting. The left wing seems to always be after guns from everyone, not the criminals so much, but certainly the good guys. And every time there's a mass shooting, I think it kind of sparks again with regards to gun control. Is that a fair statement?
I think it's a very fair statement. I think it's an even fairer statement to say that our liberal government waits for these things. They put their plans, write them all down, get them worked out, and as soon as there's an opportunity to use it, they trundle it out.
Well, normally with a mass shooting, politicians are talking gun control before they even know how many people have actually been murdered. And whereas in this case in Tumbler Ridge, and what a tragic thing, but Tumbler Ridge now is, I've read about it on BBC and the Dallas News and everywhere in the world. I mean, it's now a big news deal. But when there's a transgender person involved, I have discovered that I don't know, it's not about gun control so much because somebody might say it's about mental health. Is that an accurate statement? Is it a little different when there's a transgender shooter?
No. But in the case of the transgender problem, and I'm going to say this as a problem, first understand that I don't believe there's, you know, that people who are automatically transgendered are automatically insane. I don't believe that to be true. No. But when you look at the last 3 or 4 years of school shootings in the United States, and of course Canada too, almost totally are done by transgender people. There's something happening here mental health-wise, and I don't know whether or not it's the chemical cocktails that the medical system pours into them. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you just need help just because you even want to go there. It's beyond my credentials and abilities to be able to say that there's specific reason. However, almost every single school shooting in the United States in the last 3 years has been done by a transgender person.
Yeah. You know,
not exclusively, but almost exclusively.
Almost. I mean, just the other day, a fella was identified as transgender in several killings in Minneapolis. And then on the Wednesday before, there was a fella named Aiden Hale in Nashville, and he was a transgender, and he killed 3 students and 3 staff members. And then on November 19th or something, 5 people were killed and 40 others were injured. That was a couple of years ago. And the transgender opened fire in Colorado Springs. And there's a long list here, Tony. So what you're saying is accurate. I could go on and on with that list, but here's some other stats that are kind of interesting. A recent study shows that 81% of all transgender people have thought seriously about suicide. And 45% or more have attempted suicide, and close to 60% have engaged in non-suicidal self-injury. And a large number, and it doesn't give an actual percentage, of people want to harm others. So, you know, interesting stats. I don't know how they get those, of course, but it comes from big places. And the psychiatric diagnoses are that there's major depressive disorders and anxiety disorders and just a whole list of things and reasons here why maybe transgender people shouldn't have guns, but anybody with a mental instability shouldn't have a gun, of course. But anyway, those are just some stats. Now, I just wanted to share, just I'm kind of taking over the microphone here, but I just wanted to ask you one more thing, kind of getting away from the transgenders. Let's talk about Canada in terms of over the last several years of the shootings. I want my question to you will be, has gun control increased after each one of these incidents, mass shootings? I'm not talking about the bad guys shooting another bad guy in downtown Toronto on the weekend. I'm talking about mass shootings. You have Tumbler Ridge, and then you had the Montreal, the, how do you pronounce that one back, 14 women were killed?
Polytechnique,
okay. And then in Edmonton, you had six adults and two children killed by a man in Quebec in a mosque. You had six dead, 19 injured. Nova Scotia, of course, that was a couple of years ago, and that would be the worst mass shooting in Canada's history. 22 people were killed. And then right after that, Trudeau started, as Prime Minister at the time, started with the gun control. So anyway, my question to you is, after each one of these incidents, do you in your position notice, what do you notice?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can almost set your watch by the new increase in gun control that's going to happen. And in this particular instance, you didn't see this with Tumbler Ridge. And let me explain why I think the reason is. Right now, they've virtually banned about 95% of all the stuff they want to immediately ban. The one firearm that they're still pushing very hard to go after is the SKS rifle. Now, the SKS rifle, there's approximately 550,000 of them in Canada owned by legal, law-abiding Canadians. Now, these guns were always non-restricted firearms. So at no point, other than that brief period where we had that horrible gun registry, were any of these things registered. Now, they've been coming in for over 45 years. Mm-hmm. So they are everywhere. They're also a favorite staple of our First Nations communities. Mm-hmm. Now, these firearms, they work.
How many... How many guns are there in Canada? I have one report in front of me that estimates there's 20 million. I have another that says there's 12.7 million. And then it goes on to say that almost 40% of all people in Canada own a firearm. And there's all kinds of different numbers. And sure. What's your take on that? How many guns are in Canada?
I would say at least 20 million.
Okay. So you have 20 million guns and you have 25 million people. That's the population, plus Quebec. Oh, sorry.
Sure. Okay. So very, very few, very, very few gun owners own one gun. There are some.
Yeah.
There are some. I even know a couple. But
yeah.
Most of them, you know, people don't understand, unless they're gun people themselves, that the guns are like a set of golf clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't use one golf club for everything in golf. You need a set of golf clubs. And the same thing applies to hunting and target shooting.
Tony,
one gun simply doesn't do it.
That's very helpful because my wife needs to hear this. She golfs and I shoot. So thank you. You've helped my day a lot. I appreciate that.
Well, you know what they say, Brian. If you're having a fight with your wife, you should go out and buy a new gun.
Exactly.
She'll still be mad at you, but you'll have a new gun.
I just hope when I pass away that she doesn't sell my guns for what I told her I paid for them, right? I could only hope. So, you know, it's interesting because with gun control, it sparks up right after a mass shooting. And of course, in my opinion, right after a mass shooting, there should be semi-trucks full of guns traveling quickly to every town and distributing them amongst, you know, legal people. And because you need to have that ability to shoot back. And that's what's obvious in Canada. When there's a mass shooting, there's no one to shoot back. The RCMP, the police, local police, they're good. But they can't be there while it's happening. That's not probable.
Right.
So they show up and they measure the bodies and they do a fine job, but they're not first responders in the sense of self-defense. So, whereas in the U.S., of course, that's a whole different gig because school teachers are allowed, in most places at least, to be that first responder. So that's the difference. And I'm trying to understand the imbalance or the upside downness of this. In Canada, there's a shooting, take away guns from people who didn't do it. In the U.S., Trump says you should be able to shoot back, go buy another gun. So how do we fix that in Canada? How do we get that through people's brains that it's not the good guys that did the bad thing?
Well, I'm not really sure. After 30 years of being in this business, all 35, I still don't know the answer to that question, because you think that the common sense of people would rear its head. Yeah. And it doesn't. Whenever there's an emergency like this, they seem to be led by the media. They don't think about this. They don't think about the fact that with 20 million guns or more in Canada, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Well, the problem...
To regress back for one quick second, we still don't know the firearms that were used in the Tumbler Ridge shootings.
No, I know.
That usually, this is out within a day and a half.
Yeah. They're having a hard time with... they're having a hard time, Tony.
The federal government wants to ban whatever firearm was used in that shooting. It's another excuse to ban another firearm.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, there's nothing.
No, they're having a hard time putting a spin on this one because of the transgender person and other things. And you know, they've got how many guns now are restricted in Canada? Like a 1,000, 2,000? What's the number now?
Oh, more than that. In the last round of prohibitions, it was 2,500 mixed models. Yeah.
I personally was surprised to know that there were actually that many guns, different styles of guns. I mean, that's amazing. So soon there won't be, soon there won't be anything left. Martin Luther King, he was doing a big march, a million person march or something, and it was against the law. And he said bad laws should not be obeyed. Is that happening in Canada now with gun owners, with all of these turn in your guns and let us buy them back even though we didn't own them? Is that happening? Bad laws shouldn't be obeyed?
Yes, it is happening, and they're doing it in a typical Canadian way. They're just not coming to the party.
Okay. So...
And this whole thing about turn in your gun and we'll give you money... Brian, there's no money.
No.
Anyone who gets money out of this deal will be in Quebec. You mark my words on this, okay? So for your listeners that are thinking, gee, I better turn them in quick because they're going to give me money if I turn them in quick. No, they aren't.
Hmm. Well, and back, I agree 100%. Now, but back to the spin on press. Another issue, of course, is Canada now officially is a socialist country, and the majority of the press, if it's not owned directly by the Liberal government, if it's not an extension of the Liberal government, like the CBC, certainly they're influenced because they get, I think it's $60,000 or $70,000 per press person in the country, whether owned by the government or not, gets subsidized by the government. So it's pretty hard to get an objective view. And so I think that's why people are a little bit brainwashed, and more people need to listen to me and you, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, the listening to the Canadian media, it's the golden rule, right? Those who have the gold get to make the rule.
Yes, yes.
And that's exactly what you're seeing. The entire Canadian media, with some exceptions, I shouldn't say entire. There are some really, really good journalists in this country that are not bought and paid for by the feds.
Unfortunately, they're a small percentage, but I do agree with you. So another interesting number is that people say, the press, the spin, as look at all the gun deaths. Well, you know what? More than 80% of gun deaths are suicide, deaths by suicide. And gun suicides only amount to about 30% of all suicides, which includes knives, stepping in front of a train or whatever. And so when you go through the numbers, you have an argument that you use all the time, which is so legitimate, and yet the government seems to roll over top of you. You, CSSA, you represent gun owners all throughout Canada, and you guys do a great job, but they roll right over top of you because they never let a fact get in your way. It must be frustrating in your position.
It is extremely frustrating. As you point out, they lie, and they lie, and they lie.
Yeah.
And when you present them the truth, and you present them the truth backed by facts,
yeah,
they still continue to parrot the lie.
Yeah, so you go into meetings in on the Hill there, and you show them all the facts and stats, and then you leave, and their heads hit the desk, and nothing changes. Wow, you're kind of like a policeman. It's catch and release. You catch the bad guy, and you go for lunch, and there he is having lunch across the table. I don't know how you do it, Tony, but I'm glad you do. And do continue to do it and push, because without you and all of your members, your many thousands of members, tens of thousands of members throughout the country, there is no hope. And you guys are our hope, particularly now in your position with the World Forum. You get to help our country as well. So you know what? You should be congratulated by everyone, because I've often told people, if you don't like guns, you should still get the newsletter from Tony every week from the CSSA and read it, and you would have a good takeaway. So there's my little thing for you. So just don't leave town. Keep working.
Thank you. Don't you leave town either. We need you here.
Okay. Well, the government's working hard to drive me out of my country, and that's another thing. And another fast point is with all of this gang shooting, particularly in Toronto and Montreal and other places. I think the public needs to be, I don't know, reminded that a lot of that tails to the immigration thing that's been going on. You have black on black and brown on brown. Bad guys are shooting bad guys for the most part. Am I accurate when I say that?
Oh, absolutely. There's far more bad guys killed than there are good guys killed. Far more.
Yeah. So the government's the problem here. I mean, and taking guns away for the good guys, not one bad guy is going to turn his gun in and say, "Give me a check." And bad guys are again continuing to shoot themselves. But I think they actually make guns now, don't they? They used to just steal them, but I think they have little manufacturing plants and 3D printers, like they're making
Sure.
guns.
Sure they do. And besides that, they seem to be able to smuggle them in from the United States with impunity.
Yeah. Well,
So
one
I don't know.
interesting thing is the governments have done everything they can to demonize the gun owner, and yet there's still close to 20 million guns out there in Canada, and people with good attitude. And look at the voting bloc. I mean, just licensed gun owners alone are in excess of 2 million, and those have all been told to hit the road from the Liberal government. What's your take on that? How does that
Well,
work?
again, I'm puzzled because, we still have people within our community, our firearms community, that vote liberal.
Yeah.
It's like voting for the Grim Reaper. I mean, hello, people. And then, you saw the news from yesterday where the Canadian government will now allow foreign nationals to join the Canadian military with pay incentives for them to do it.
I know, that's sick. No, they're a bunch of sick people, it's awful. Ah. Anyway, so I want
Anyway.
let me just end our talk here with a joke. I want to share this joke
Okay.
with you, and I just got
Okay.
it. Somebody in Calgary, Alberta, sent this to me by email, and I thought it was kind of cool. So there's a Marine Corps general. He was interviewed on live television concerning guns and children because he ran a camp, and in this camp he gave children lessons on canoeing and different things, but primarily on shooting. So this female broadcaster, she was, not liking any of this, and so she said to the general, "What things are you going to teach these young boys and girls when you visit, when they come to your base?" "We're going to teach them climbing, archery, and shooting. And shooting and shooting." And she says, "Shooting, that's a bit irresponsible, it isn't." And he says, "I don't see why. They'll be properly supervised on the rifle range." And she said, "Do you admit that this is a terrible, terribly dangerous activity to be teaching children?" And he says, "I don't see how. Guns are good. I don't see how we're giving them the proper discipline." And then the female interviewer said, "But you're equipping them. You're giving them equipment to be violent killers." And the general looked at her up and down and says, "Ma'am, you're equipped to be a hooker, but you're not one, are you?" So there you go. It's all about perspective, hey, Tony? Well, I'm younger than you see. I must be much younger than you because I hadn't heard it before.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm much younger than you are.
Oh, I see. That's what it is. Okay, just hang on. Before we sign off, April, I can't remember the dates, but the mid-April, am I going to see you again in Houston this year at the NRA show?
I'm not sure of that. Okay. It's my intention to go, and if I'll be in touch with you if I'm going, okay?
It was great to see you at the SHOT Show in Vegas last month, and look forward to hopefully to seeing you in Houston, and go have a nice day. And Tony, thanks so much for your input, because Canadians need to hear this, because we're being attacked by crazy people, and crazy people, of course, being the politicians, the elected politicians. And thank you so much, and your organization, for constantly pushing back. And without you, we'd really be lost. So have a good day.
Thank you, Brian. Stay with us too, okay?
Okay, thank you. See ya. Bye-bye. Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching. Y'all come back. See ya.